Mexico, China, and Canada are the three countries that have imposed retaliatory duties on U.S. red meat products in response to recent U.S. tariffs and trade actions. While not as broad and sweeping as Mexico's duties on U.S. pork or China's higher duties on U.S. pork and beef, Canada's new duties on cooked and prepared beef products could have a significant impact on some companies that export to Canada. U.S. Meat Export Federation trade analyst Jessica Spreitzer has more details in this USMEF report.
On July 1st, Canada implemented retaliatory duties against some prepared and cooked U.S. beef products, and the duty for those items was 0%, and that increased to 10%. So that could include any prepared or cooked products other than sausages. So there's a wide range of products that you could see at the grocery store that would be those products. So any kind of like prepared or cooked meals, like a lean cuisine type of meal.
Canada is consistently a top five market for U.S. beef exports, and it is the leading international destination for cooked and prepared beef products. Spreitzer explains that in terms of value, the duties will apply to about one-fifth of all the U.S. beef entering Canada.
Last year, Canada imported $770 million of U.S. beef and variety meat products. And under these tariff lines that are impacted by the higher duties, the import data shows that there was imports of $164 million last year of these products. So that means that our impacted beef products would account for about 21% of the import value that we sent to Canada last year. So it is a significant portion of what we're sending to Canada. And since the tariff lines aren't on like our usual beef cuts or beef variety meats, it won't be spread across the industry. It would affect and really target those companies that are involved in this prepared and cooked processed beef business.
For more on this and other trade issues, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.